Meditation is the art of inner listening. All of the great world religions, including Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, contain a mystical or meditative tradition. This tradition emphasizes the importance of daily reflection as a direct method for realizing an unmediated experience of the true nature of existence. Among certain religions of the world, particularly in the Asian traditions of Hinduism and Buddhism, meditation is viewed as the central spiritual practice. Trained in the meditative tradition of Buddhism, Jack Kornfield is one of the key teachers to introduce meditation to the Western world. In addition to living for 5 years as a monk in Thailand, Burma, and India, Jack holds a PhD in clinical psychology and is one of the founding members of the Insight Meditation Society and the Spirit Rock Center. Here he shares with us some of the central practices of the inner art of meditation.
In our work together today, we will learn the most simple and universal practices of meditation that come from the great spiritual traditions throughout the world, in particular focusing on the meditation of mindfulness or of a real presence in our life. In Africa, there's a story that illustrates the quality of listening that can come through meditation. In a particular East African tribe or village, when a child is born, they don't count the birthday of that child from the day that the child comes from its mother's body, or even the day it's conceived, as in certain other cultures, but rather from when that child was first a thought in its mother's mind. That's the real birthday. And as soon as the mother realizes she would like to have a child with this particular partner, she will go off and sit out in the field under a tree and listen and wait until she can hear the song of the child that wants to be born in her heart, that will come from the wedding or the coming together with this particular man. And when she hears the song, she sings it to herself and then returns back to the village and teaches it to her partner so that when they make love together, join together in love, they sing this song and invite this child to be born. And later, as she's pregnant, she sings the song to the child in the womb and teaches it to the midwives so that when the child is born, the first song or sound that it hears is those gathered around singing its own unique song. And after that, as the child grows, the people in the village learn the song of this person, so that when he falls or she falls and hurts herself, someone picks her up and sings her song to her. Or in the rites of passage or rituals of the village, the song is sung, the wedding ceremony, both songs are sung. Until finally, even at the end of life, the song of this child, now as an old man or woman, is sung for the last time as villagers gather around and say their last words. When I first heard this story, it touched in me a longing to live in a place where we heard one another's songs, where we were so in tune with ourselves and with one another that we could greet each other in that way. To meditate allows us to hear the song within ourselves, to be respectful and listen to the song of others around us. We all sense, as we take time to quiet ourselves, the possibility that our lives could be lived with greater compassion and with greater wakefulness. To meditate is to support that inner knowing, to allow that to come forth in our life. There are many types of meditation. Some of them use a candle flame, an image, a sacred prayer that's repeated over and over, that have a single focus, and when we repeat that focus over and over, our mind becomes quiet and concentrated and still. It's as if we leave the world behind. They're wonderful kinds of meditation. One of the drawbacks of this kind, however, is that when we finish with our prayer or candle flame or mantra, it's as if we come out of our cave and go back into the world, and in the supermarket or on the highway, again, the complexities of life are difficult for us. A second major category of meditation, which is what we'll work with today, is the meditation that uses the process of life itself as the subject, as the focus of the meditation practice. And in that way, we will use our breath and body, the sounds, the feelings within us, our heart and mind, all of the stuff of our life as the place to focus. We'll begin, however, very simply, just by coming here to this moment to become aware in the simplest way of what is in our own body and heart and mind. And then gradually, through the course of our time together, we'll expand the meditation to include all the other parts of our experience and end with a meditation on loving kindness, the training of the forgiving and compassionate heart.